From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today we have Taz back on the show with us today. Love having him with us. How you been? What's going on?
Good. So remember the last time I was stoked about Christmas?
So super stoked about Christmas.
Yeah. So I listened to Christmas music again on the way here, but this time there's Christmas lights.
In your car?
No.
I was about to be like, are you that type?
No. I have wanted to do that, though. I thought about it with, like, an older car that I had.
Yeah.
But.
I saw a dude's car covered him. Like, he covered the entire car top in lights. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
But no, I've been good. I've just been doing Christmas festivities. That's really it.
You ever go ice skating?
I have in the past. I haven't gone this year, but I do want to go. Do you want to go ice skating?
Yeah.
I suck at ice skating.
You really?
It'll be fun, though. Let's all go ice skating.
You need to learn.
No, I've actually done it like 4 or 5 times in my life, but every single time I ate shit.
Me and Taz will go with you, and I'll take your left hand.
Are you going to hold my hand, and I'll just, you know.
Yep, and Will wants to come, too. So...
All right.
It'll be Eagle Boys on the ice.
Eagle Boys on the ice. Like I said, Eagle Boys on ice.
Like I said, coming up in December, I have like 2.5 weeks off. So we can plan something and go. I'm super stoked. I love ice skating. I also really want to go to a hockey game.
I have been going like the Cyclones. Mm-hmm. They have like the dollar beer night or $2 beer night or something.
It's a dollar.
Is it a dollar? It's on
Wednesdays.
It's only for High Life and PBR or something.
Let's go next Wednesday. Let's go to a Cyclones. I love Cyclones games because I like going there for the fights, but they don't fucking fight anymore.
You got to go to like a legit hockey game for like, you know, the NHL, like the
They have certain rules. Like every time I went to a Cyclones game when I was younger, they would always fight, and now they like don't.
Now they like don't do it anymore.
I think it's because they're trying to make it more family friendly. Like they have like fucking signs up that say no swearing.
We're getting
too
sensitive and too soft.
Way too soft.
And I'm like, if you don't want your children to not hear cussing, don't bring them to the fucking
or any
hockey
sporting
game.
Event.
I mean, right. Check it out. Look at this. Look at this.
Go ahead.
It's the Cyclones. I was cutting to the middle,
trying to push one on net, and a penalty. Coming, and that's a beautiful call. Nick Suey was right on, and then after the play, a big hit. And they come together, and now we got the gloves dropping in the near side corner. Jared Ross.
That's good stuff.
This is what I want,
dude. In the video games, you can start fights, like, and they let it happen.
I don't know what are the rules with like hockey and like letting fights go. Can we look?
They just let them go down.
Yeah, they let it happen.
They let it happen.
But yeah, NHL rules is they let it go.
That's crazy. Yeah, this is why I love hockey so
like,
much.
Dude, there'll be blood out there on the ice.
I would say
hockey
is my favorite sport to watch in person.
It was definitely my only favorite like sports video game was playing hockey games.
Okay.
Because I always just love getting into the fights, you know, like winning the game and then like getting into fights.
I used to play hockey.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I accidentally scored for the other team on my own thing, and I never played like another season.
I did that in soccer. I never played again.
You did better than me. I think I got to the point where I just got tired of running, and then I thought I wanted to be the goalie. I was like, oh, it's easy. You just stand here.
You just stand there and like
but
try
then
to. No,
I realized like how much you have to like to defend the goal, and then you get hit by the ball in the process. So I just said it.
No,
it wasn't for me, and that's why I ended up being like a musical theater choir kid.
Same.
Yes.
It's exactly what I did. Don't even do that stuff anymore.
Wiener.
Speaking of musical theater, though, oh, that's one thing I am doing. I'm taking my mom to see Wicked tomorrow.
Oh, like the movie?
I just told him on the way over here, the drive over here, I'm bringing a box of tissues because I already know it's good because I read the original book and I saw the musical on Broadway and I know that it's going to be a tearjerker.
It is. It is.
So
I just don't care for Ariana Grande.
You know what? I don't either.
Go,
oh, I mean, like, okay. I like her. I mean, like, obviously, I don't know her personally,
she probably smells good. Doesn't she? You know,
there's just a,
don't you think?
I don't know. Ever since Sam and Cat on Nickelodeon, she carries that still, like, really soft, titsy voice. Like,
dude,
this.
I hate and that. So that shit annoys the piss
out of me. So, like, all
me.
I see is, like, all aside from, like, her vocals, all I see is just, like, the dumb girl from Sam and Cat. Or Victorious. And so I just can't get past it. And because she looks like a Bratz doll.
She does.
You know the two bats of Bratz dolls.
She okay. does.
I hate to interrupt, but I want to make sure that Taz head isn't in the frame of that camera.
I already checked it.
Not the biggest.
That was going to bother me this whole time.
I think it's just, I think it's my loyalty just for being like a theater kid and like dedicated to. I mean, like, Wicked is one of the, like, most legendary musicals of all
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's why I'm going to go see it.
I saw, like a bunch of videos of, like, hardcore Christians that were like, this is evil. They're promoting rituals, blah, 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 blah.
Dude, and I it's was Wicked.
Like, they're witches. What did you all expect? I mean, it just... And
dude,
I don't,
it's in the world of Wizard of Oz. You didn't seem to have a problem with that.
Okay. Is it really?
No problem.
Wait, I don't know anything about it.
Well, so basically, like, Wicked is the backstory to how Elphaba, the Green Witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, how she became evil and wicked. I'm also happy that, like, it's a movie
they, like,
now.
They, like, used to be friends, like, type dude.
Right, they were, like, good friends, and
she
they
was
had,
a
like,
nice
a,
lady.
A historical thing, like,
she
in
was
college.
A nice lady.
But then, like, she saw, like, a lot of corruption that was going on in Oz, and she spoke up about it. And here's the other thing. For anybody that's not familiar with Wicked, I'm also happy we have a movie now so everyone has access to it instead of Broadway. Listen, Glinda is not that good of a witch. She's not. Here's the thing. See, Wizard of Oz as a kid, you thought she was the good witch because she was pretty and she was in pink and she talked.
And she helped Dorothy.
And she helped to a degree. Listen.
She didn't actually do shit.
She set Dorothy up. Like, think about it. The Ruby Slippers. You could have just told her to click and say, there's no place like home. She could have went home. Instead, she had her walking around this yellow brick road with a scarecrow and a lion that had no courage. No, Glinda, we need to talk about
that
Glinda.
No courage.
We need to talk about how Glinda is the villain. Like, and here's the thing. So I read the original book. Glinda's very pretentious. So she kind of, she hangs out with the Munchkins to be like, I care about you all. You're
I
good
care
for
about
my
the
image.
Little ones.
But she really doesn't though. Well, I know we can't really talk about, we'll just say this almost. Can I say this on here? Almost like a politician, whether what side you're on, they do all this speaking and like rallying. Can I say that?
I would say it's like
morally. Okay. Well, we'll just say this. Glinda is very pretentious and she really isn't that good. You just thought she was good as a kid because she wasn't as mean. Because
she was pretty.
The West,
she was pretty.
She was pretty. But it's like every villain has like a reason as to why they became the villain. Hashtag Team Elphaba.
That's a good way of looking at it. Although I will not get over the fact that I just think Idina Menzel was the best Elphaba.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can't get over her not being it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I hate that she sold her goddamn soul for Frozen, dude. She sold her goddamn soul for that.
Frozen 3 is coming out.
It is. They overkilled it like they always do.
Wait, how does that song go in Frozen again?
Let it go.
Let me come.
No.
What?
I can't.
You've never seen Frozen?
Good. I've only seen the first one.
You're a Frozen
but
virgin?
That was not by choice.
A Frozen version. That's funny.
What's the difference?
But he was telling me on the way over here, apparently they said that, what is it about? Oh, it's Greenface in the UK.
Oh, yeah. So if, I don't know if you can look this up real quick, Will, but in the UK, there's like a warning to people who like watch the show that there's green face.
What?
let's
who
take
gives
a
shit?
Quick.
Well, because I guess it apparently, so like for people that like are Wiccan, they practice Wicca or they identify as a witch.
Wait. It could... Go back up. Would you
hold
type
on?
In? Type in UK green faced wicked warning. Type in wicked warning.
It seems like there's already green faced warning for that wicked.
Wow.
Wait, no. Go to the Yahoo one, yeah. So this is from, yeah, press that one.
From Yahoo.
Wicked movie slapped with, wait, go back up to the title. Wicked movie slapped with green skin trigger warning in UK. Okay, let's.
Why?
Let's see the
why?
Green face. So is there like a red face or a yellow face?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, why do they care? Like, so if. If it was red, would it be offensive?
I guess.
Well, they didn't have Native Americans.
Wait, what? They're talking about bullying. Wait, but go up to the
paragraph. They're talking about bullying? Right,
yeah, so Glinda gets, I mean, so not Glinda, Elphaba gets picked on
because she's green.
She has green skin.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
But that...
Yeah. The bullying experience by Elphaba...
Alphaba.
Can you say that one more time?
Alphaba. Dude, we still need to get that goddamn whiteboard so we can start writing things that he says.
Right.
We just need to do that. And just like at the end of the season, we just need to like read them all off.
Yeah.
You know?
We can call it fucking Druisms.
Druidism.
But it says the bullying experience by Alphaba. For her green, oh, what the fuck? Oh, goddamn abs or ads.
Abs.
Oh, God. Occasionally threatening scenes, brief scary moments, and an ending that is not wholly reassuring were also factored into the rating.
What?
Oh, it has a PG rating. Parents want content warnings on racism and discrimination. Wait, the BBF
it's,
research.
Dude.
From 2021.
So she's a witch. This is fiction.
Its findings also reported some parents saw value in exposing children to examples of discrimination to prepare them for a real life. They're thinking way too much about this movie.
They're just putting... Dude, when I was playing Sonic the Hedgehog, do you think I gave a shit about like race relations? I was just trying to go fast.
Yeah.
You know? They didn't try to put messages into it. They just made shit.
Thank God for being a 90s, early 2000s kid, because...
I feel like people are like trying to imprint on children all of their fucking weird-ass ideas and thoughts that they don't even have yet. And it's like, just let the fucking kids be kids. Just leave them alone with that shit until, you know, they might experience it when they're like 14 or 15, when they go like a little bit older. But an 8-year-old who's going to watch Wicked doesn't need to have the...
To be told.
They just want to see a witch on a broom fly and have fun. Like there's... I just don't understand why we keep having to put a deeper meaning.
Why didn't they... You know what? I'm going to say it. If they put that on that, why didn't they do that for Django or 12 Years a Slave?
Because those weren't geared to... Well, I think the argument could be made that those other two movies were never geared towards children. Like when you think of Wizard of Oz and like this realm,
I guess that's that's actually
maybe
a good way
more
of putting it.
And plus, like, I think like Django has such a historical element to it because slavery at one point was a thing in the country.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why. But I totally get it that we're trying to, like, I saw a TikTok where this mom, I'm pretty sure one of them I know was satire, and she was just making fun. But there was one mom that legitimately talked about protesting it. As to why, like, it encouraged the kids to do witchcraft. They were starting to do chants. This was also the same mom that tried to get the...
Who doesn't fuck with the Ouija board,
The Wolverine and Deadpool movie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, like as a kid, who doesn't try to make a Ouija board?
Oh, I did it once.
But let me ask you Let me ask you something. Exactly. Have you guys ever genuinely seen a group of Taylor Swift fans at a bar? You ever seen that?
Yes, no. Once.
Yeah, because... I DJ'd at a bar one time, right? This was literally like, I think this was
like
3-4 months
girls
ago.
That just like Taylor Swift and they freak out when the Taylor Swift song comes on.
But like, it was like this, right? This girl kept asking me to play Taylor Swift. I told her I wouldn't do it.
Damn.
But then I just like caved in. I was just like, whatever. Yeah, I'll do it.
Peer pressure.
Well, because they sent their little daughter up.
Because baby, now yeah. we got you know, bad.
As soon as they sent the daughter up, I was like, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll play some. So
Wait. So the girl asked you and you said no, and then they sent the daughter up?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Wicked.
That's wicked.
But after that, the kids and like their moms, I guess they were their moms or something.
Yeah.
They started holding hands, jumping around in a circle, just chanting the music. Like, that's ritualistic, if you ask me.
It is a little ritualistic.
Why?
The power of T-Swift.
But then, so if they're worried about this, promoting witchcraft, why are we not talking about Taylor Swift's fans promoting witchcraft?
I
that was just a funny thought I had a week ago.
Is Taylor Swift like usually a simulated with witchcraft?
I don't think so.
I would say so.
You would just say like the way they were acting. I would say so.
No, the way they were acting was like witchcraft-esque looking.
I mean, if you want to see worse behavior, have you seen the Beyonce fans, the Beehive? Yeah.
Okay, they are a breed of their own.
Oh, yeah, no, they're, oh, no, they're
no,
great
no, no, no,
they're
come
great.
Get it. You know where it's at King Matt Taz at Twitter. Let's go.
I don't know if I want the smoke.
Though. He wants all the smoke.
Oh, no, trust me. Like, I get into it. And I, so, like, before I go on another tangent here, I get into it with them because, like, I know music. I know the music industry. So there's the
I don't whole think Beyonce is that good, though.
There's the whole controversy with right now, like, albums of the year and why she's never won album of the year. Listen. Go look up the writing credits that Beyonce has compared to someone like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift probably only has maybe one, two at most other writers with her. Look at the entire list.
Oh, dude, it's of people that Beyonce, Beyonce had.
Listen, it took 9 people to write Single Ladies. It took 15 people to write her song Don't Hurt Yourself. And then on top of that, the Lemonade album had 75 plus writers. Now, also that's considering
even and everyone's mad about Drake, dude.
The smallest
one
thing,
ghostwriter.
The smallest thing about sampling, like, so let's say if we're writing a song and you like add 3 words and I use it to sample you, I have to give you credit. But it's the fact that she has so many, and it's like maybe the Academy wants to see you write something on your own. I think the last time Beyonce probably wrote a song on her own was probably in her early days of Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I would say Destiny's Child.
But ever since Solo, just look at the album credits. So, no, Beehive, Bedbug Hive, let's go. At King Mad Taz, let's go.
Did you guys hear about Drake, though? Drake is...
He's suing UMG.
Yeah.
United Music Group.
Yeah.
For defamation.
Because they, like...
How crazy is that?
They, like, promoted Kendrick's song and then,
with
like...
the bots.
And then, like, hid his song.
Yeah.
Did you see the kind of?
But Drake actually wrote a very concise song against Kendrick, in my opinion. Kendrick just kind of like pushed
his got a lot of traction. His got a lot of traction.
I think it's got a lot of attraction because the machine behind Kendrick, I know there are like people over on that side that have gone at it with Drake. I think this was almost like a witch hunt for Drake.
I think people just want Drake to lose.
That's what I'm saying. I think everyone just wants him to lose.
I think Drake wrote a really good comeback. I think he did.
I think they do want Drake to lose. I will say...
Drake's not going to lose, though.
I will say, to a degree, at some point, Drake was asking for this because for years
he played
in both J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar's face. And Kendrick Lamar was like, all right, we'll have fun. We'll start this out. But then, like, the personal shots that came, I think Kendrick just snapped. But did you see about the bots? Like, there's a thing on TikTok where someone showed, like, a compilation where if you told, like, hey, Siri, like, to Spotify, like, play Certified Lover Boy by Drake, it would just start playing Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Damn.
Yeah, like, it's no, like, it's an actual thing. Like, I'll have to show you afterwards. But it's where they also saw that Spotify.
We got to write that down.
Spotify.
Where Spotify actually partook in inflating the sales, because, you know, obviously, like, you have to pay so much to, like, for promotion for a streaming platform. Well, allegedly, it was that Spotify paid for so much to inflate the sales of Drake's song to boost Kendrick's up. So I'm sure you guys have heard of, like, payola.
Oh, yeah.
And like how when like artists submit it to a radio, like for really, really cheap, the radio will play it more and more and more.
That's why everyone gets sick of it.
What they're allegedly saying is now is that Spotify did that when it came to Kendrick's song, which is why it went number one. And like why they're really pushing it, especially they say the monster behind it is Jay-Z himself. Because, you know, there's that beef with Jay-Z and Drake. And so, obviously, of course, look at the machine that's pushing Kendrick. It's Jay-Z.
People are always going to listen to Drake, though.
Right.
Like Drake.
I think Drake is more popular.
He's definitely more popular.
But I, like I said, I think this was just one of those things where it's just like he played in Kendrick's face for so long, and Kendrick's like, all right, let's do
it. He's just like, all right, you want to do it? Okay.
So I just got a text message. Sorry to change the subject, but my cousin just texted me and he said, okay, but who would win? Ultra Instinct Goku or Pretension David Goggins? That's the text message I just got.
I think I need to see myself out this conversation.
Yes.
Oh, I know nothing about Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, really?
No. I would say Goku still.
Is this the one that everybody puts up against Superman to see who would win?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Goku's the GOAT.
Well, he's the Goku GOAT. Can just point at a planet and explode it. So it's
like,
oh, really?
He's Lord Beerus. He can do all that shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, even Frieza could do that.
Oh, that's right. Frieza could do that.
They could explode. So Piccolo could like explode the moon in like the first episode.
That's right. I did forget about that.
So it's like, you don't really, like the way that like their power level scaled kind of got fucked up because they made them way too powerful in the beginning. And it's like, where do we go from here? You know? So
I'm not gonna lie to you. I always wanted the power scanners.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I wanted one of those.
They didn't work after like 20 or 30,000 like power level. Like they would just explode.
No, but I wanted to make like a functional one out of like real glass and shit.
That'd be dope.
I know nothing about Dragon Ball Z. The closest thing that like I have is my best friend from high school, and one of my cousins growing up was like a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. Listen. All I can name you is three characters from Dragon Ball Z. The girl with blue hair.
Bulma. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can name.
Yeah.
And then apparently the really, really overweight dude that turned people into cookies and then it got ripped and came back and I guess got like cartoon sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Majin Buu.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I
used to have a Majin Buu tattoo and I got it covered.
I didn't know had a Majin Buu tattoo.
On my chest, I had a giant M.
Did I ever see it?
I swear to God.
I do remember that.
His logo, not his face.
I look like a fucking superhero, so I had to fucking...
Why did you cover it? That's sick.
No, dude, it was like my whole chest, dude.
And?
You should have added more. It was
tacky.
No.
It was tacky.
No, it was dope.
I want to get another one, but like a smaller one on my side or something. Or like, it was huge, bro. Like, I kind of want to show it to you.
I want to get the Millennium Puzzle right here, dude.
And it was also not like symmetrical on both sides. It just looked like weird.
Oh, was it like done bad or something?
Yeah, I kind of want to show you a picture.
That's a different story.
The only correlation that I ever had with Dragon Balls. Well, there was a Facebook group, especially during the pandemic, that got really big. It was basically Dragon Ball Z versus Sailor Moon fandom.
Look, that's a hardcore.
Listen.
Oh, I see it.
Some of the funniest, like, back and forth arguing I've seen in the comment section. Because no disrespect for the Dragon Ball fans, but I remember this one girl said, what do y'all do the whole time in Dragon Ball Z? Spend half the time powering up and punching the air.
She's not wrong.
But that's the most that I have. I never got into Dragon Ball
Z. I actually watched both of those when I was younger. I watched Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z because it was on, like, I think it was Toonami at, like, the same time.
Sailor Moon is just, like, too, like neckbeard for me. Like,
what is that?
Now I can't watch it now because, like, when I watch it now, I feel like a weirdo.
The transformation scenes?
Yeah. Like,
why does it take them like 10 minutes to change a skirt?
Well, not only that, I just hate... There are so many animes that I love but also hate at the same time because they over-sexualize everything. And I'm just like, that's unnecessary.
Japanese?
High School of the Dead?
Yeah.
Like, that's unnecessary.
They say in Japan, like in actual Japan, it's even more sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just like, because of how, like... free they are about sex and like, you know,
I actually just learned
this, but in Japan there's, so like if you take a train there's a separate cab for women because of all the in their country. Yeah. It's literally insane.
It's true.
Like,
it's a real thing.
And they have a problem because I don't know if it's because there's more men or more women, or if there's like the women don't want the men. I don't know if it's like a cultural problem, but like they're not making kids and they're not getting married. So they're trying to get men to go over there to bang their chicks and marry them, and they'll pay you. I'll go over there tomorrow.
I'll be there yesterday.
Just raise your hand, Will.
I'll be there yesterday, my friend. I'll be there yesterday.
You can't go there if you have a DUI or any kind of felony.
And
though.
You guys would be like, you guys are like the prime of what they want because they love white American men.
Oh, they love them.
They love them, dude. Love them.
Like
well,
the love them.
I think you can go, but you have to get some kind of waiver and it takes a year. You have to get like a temporary, because like I can't go to Canada. I was going to go to Canada like 2 months ago and I couldn't go.
Are you going to find a Canadian girl?
I mean, I was going to go to Canada for a girl.
Oh,
yeah. And I had a buddy that lives up there as well. So I was going to see him. It was going to be like a get two birds stoned at once thing. But
get two birds stoned at once.
But but that's a Trailer Park Boys reference.
I love it.
But no, I was going to go. And then my thing that I found out because I got a DUI, now I have to fucking... It takes a year. You have to apply for it. And then it's a whole fucking mess. Or I can just wait 10 years and then you can go after that. So I can go when I'm 28.
Speaking of cartoons. So I had a revelation. Did anybody here watch Arthur?
I did.
Okay. We talked about this last time.
Wait, we did?
We talked about Arthur. What's up with you and Arthur?
No. But listen. So I watched it because I told you I'm on an Arthur kick. Mm-mm.
Just casually watching Arthur again.
Absolutely, I am. Absolutely.
How old are you again?
Forever 21, black don't crack.
No, I'm being serious. How old are you?
Forever 21, black don't crack.
No, you're like, you're 28, aren't you?
No, but thank you.
You're 30.
No, but thank you.
You're 32?
It doesn't matter. Forever 21,
shut
black
up.
Don't
you're not
crack.
Older than 30.
I'm 32.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. I forgot. I thought you were like 28 or 30.
No. Anyway. Hell yes. Arthur is my shit. Well, one, because like... Mark Brown is like one of my biggest like inspirations as far as like writing and things like that. Though no, but listen. So Binky, the bulldog, like the really, really big dumb one, is not the bully. We need to talk about how problematic and toxic Francine is.
We talked about this last time.
Did we?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well,
we're talking about it again because that's where my toxic traits probably started as a kid. So I can talk about this in my next therapy session.
Dude, Francine was a demon, dude. Oh,
I'm just like, damn, like she really terrorized Arthur. Like, this is horrible. But yeah, I have to get it out there now because this is what I'm going to work on in 2025 to drop my toxic Francine traits.
I'm all about it.
Actually, no. Revelations. I'll probably end up keeping them.
Revelations 2025.
You can call it TFT. Or TTFT. Taz's
freaking what? Face. What?
Whoa. I'm sorry. Cut it. My bad. We'll cut that.
I'm sorry. That's bad.
Oh, jeez.
Taz would never do that. That's
no.
Oh,
no.
My God.
We'll edit that
so
part.
So, anyways. Okay.
So sorry. I have to apologize.
No, it's okay. It's
I'm sorry.
Look who I'm sitting next to.
Sorry, I know.
I never expected much.
I would never say that.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing here?
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
What are we doing here?
Let's have a French fry debate.
Okay.
Oh, French fry debate? Oh,
Last time it was wings. Now we're talking about French fries.
Okay, so.
Sweet potato waffle the
goat,
fries.
Okay, first let's talk about the goat style of fries. Right?
Who has the best French fries?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like crinkle cut or like the slim shoelace ones or the steak cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out and say right now, close tie is waffle and steak cut. Those are the best types.
Now, restaurant wise, though, between like the Wendy's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A.
Burger King has the worst fries.
I don't think their fries are that bad.
I actually used to like them, but they have gone downhill.
It's like mushy.
No, Wendy's fries downhill.
They have gone downhill.
They're bad.
Wendy's was amazing for the longest time.
They tried to do because now that they've added the sea salt, I mean, I think they're okay, but it's not hitting the same. It's like, I really question, like, who is keeping like these fries a thing as to why they kept them? I almost question it as much as I do. Who's keeping Long John Silver's in business?
I don't even know how that's even still around. I used to eat it with my mom when I was younger because she liked it for some reason. She doesn't eat there anymore, but like, I don't understand it. I just don't. It's so bad. It's terrible.
Mm-mm. I just, to me, the best fries are either from Five Guys.
Five Guys are fire, especially their Cajun fries.
It's either Five Guys or the Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Those are the goat, dude. Those are crazy good.
I had a bar, like a rap bar about Five Guys, and I was like, do you remember how it went? It was like,
a what?
She told me she wanted Five Guys, not the burgers and fries or something. It was a rap bar. When we were making the album.
Oh, yeah. What song was that on?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Did we even really put that one out? I can't remember if we did.
Or no, she told me she went to Five Guys. I thought it was burgers and fries, but no, wait, she lied. That was the bar. Isn't that a fire bar? What's the fucking bullshit they do or the... When you're at like a...
Yeah, what he just did.
Oh, okay. It's just snapping. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they clap?
Because it's supposed to be a little bit more. Yeah. Like clapping is just very, because clapping can get out of hand. You know, some people just basically.
Do you whistle?
They can't. No.
You just go like that.
No, that's not a whistle. What kind of whistling are you doing?
No, it was just a different vocal. Confirmation of your work. Or fucking Elon Musk.
What the hell?
Wait, why are you looking me up right now? Oh, we don't think we put that one out.
Yeah, I don't think we put it
out. We don't think we put that one out.
You know, to me, oh, but I also will.
We've made like 100 songs.
How hot and fresh they are. Arby's curly fries.
They are pretty bussin', I'm not going to lie. Everything else kind of sucks.
Snapping.
But like those curly fries, I would eat a bucket of those.
Okay, who has the best breakfast though? I will say.
McDonald's. I'll die on that hill.
I want to disagree. I'm going to say Burger King and Wendy's.
Actually, Sonic's is pretty fire too.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Chick-fil-A's number one.
I've actually never had Chick-fil-A's breakfast. Never had it.
Let me do my. It's either Chick-fil-A or Hardee's.
It's always too packed. I just hate going there. It's always so fucking packed. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts is fire.
Yeah, but their whole thing is like
it's like microwave shit. You know what I mean? I mean, of course, like everything else is, but at the same time, you know that that's just like microwaved bullshit.
Dunkin' Donuts regular food is breakfast food. Like that's what they are.
Yeah.
So like I think like it's better to like compare places that have a difference between the regular menu
for me, it is
and the breakfast
Chick-fil-A
menu.
The chicken and biscuit.
Oh yeah.
They have those like little tiny rolls with like a chicken nugget stuck inside. You know what I'm talking about? Those are fucking
chicken minis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chicken minis.
The those, biscuit chicken minis.
Oh my yes. God, dude. I'll freaking eat. I'll eat like fucking 50 of those.
McBiscuits.
What do you get at McDonald's for their breakfast?
Oh dude, I get anything. What I actually saw my brother do the other day that I loved was get the big breakfast with a biscuit. You take the sausage and the egg and you just put it together with the biscuit. You got a sausage McBiscuit.
Nice.
And then you have pancakes to go along with it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Dude, it's amazing.
I really wanted to go to McDonald's today. So like I didn't drink today. I didn't fucking smoke weed. I didn't eat McDonald's. I have just been on a roll just like, you know what I mean? Like I want to so bad. But well, I'm not like a fucking alcoholic, but or like I'm not like addicted to like McDonald's, but I feel like every single day it's like a struggle to not eat fast food.
Oh, it's such a struggle.
Right.
It's such a struggle. Like even today, like my brother was on his way home from work and he was just like, you want some lunch? And I just said McDanks. And he's like, well, I had that for breakfast today. And I was just like, well, double up. Cause I'm wanting it for lunch.
I had a Cobb salad from Chick-fil-A. It was so good.
I haven't had Chick-fil-A in actually a long time.
Right to the library.
Right there.
You're at the library? Which one?
The Claremont County one.
Hell what do you do at the library?
I book a study room and then I'll go in and either work on some new poetry. I also go there a lot to type and write my book.
Can I go with you?
Absolutely.
And we can go to Planet Fungus
I don't go to Planet Fungus. Planet Fitness?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't go to Planet Fitness. I told you.
They have a steam room and they didn't even clean it one time and I saw some dude's piss on the ground. But wow. Other than that,
Fitness?
Yeah. Planet Fitness.
I go
Fitness.
To Lifetime.
Let's go to Lifetime Fitness. I like that place.
Absolutely, we can.
How did you get Planet Fungus from Lifetime Fitness?
I don't know. My brain's fucked, dude.
Man,
I need to drink more water.
All right, when Planet Fitness comes and drags you on TikTok, we'll know why.
Okay, I'm going to shit on Planet Fitness for a second. First of all, why the fuck are there so many goddamn weird colors? Okay, there's purple and orange. It's
purple,
ugly.
Yellow,
it's purple
and orange.
And yellow. Where's orange in Planet Fitness?
Okay, it's somewhere in there. It's all ugly. And okay, and secondly, they don't have any like they don't have a bench press. They don't have a goddamn bench.
No, they only have a Smith machine.
They have all machines. And it's an ugly interior. You can't really even work out.
I hate it there.
And I feel like a second rate citizen. I'm not gonna lie.
So here's the thing about Planet. Yes, you better flex those muscles.
Yeah, they're flexing.
My arms aren't that big. I have a decently large chest.
So here's the thing that bothers me about Planet Fitness more than anything. I hate how one of the reasons why I left, well, I know too many people in upper management and it's messy. But the biggest thing was the training schedule. So at my gym, there's 20 different trainers to choose from and they're all on different schedules and they're there as late as 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Dang.
Planet Fitness, you literally have to go off. They hire maybe two or three trainers and most of them are done by noon. So it's okay, what do you do for people that either work or if they're starting in the mid-afternoon with people that have to work afternoon shift or night shift or whatever. So it's I hated that. And then two, I get this is a judgment-free zone.
They had pizza parties every Thursday.
So it's okay, you're going to the gym to better yourself. So you're bringing in Panera
and Papa John's.
And it's
you could go in there and eat pizza on Thursdays at Planet Fitness. And I was is this a place for a place where you can go to – thing? Or are you coming here to just hang out?
I just don't like the way that Planet Fitness runs. Like I said, as far as from a training aspect, that was my biggest thing.
Oh, did you want to order pizza?
I mean, possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to order pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish we had an Eagle Boy servant or something.
That'd be sick.
Like a pizza. Like an Eagle Boy. We should get an Eagle Boy.
Eagle Lad.
Eagle Lad.
Well, no, you have a higher, no, I'm talking about
go ahead.
I was just going to say, no, that was my biggest gripe about Planet Fitness. And because like I said, I know too many people in upper management there.
I get it. So today something crazy happened. Pull up that video. This just happened pretty recently. So OSU was going against, Michigan. And as everyone knows, they're pretty, bitter rivals. A huge fucking fight broke out. Huge. Let's show these guys what happened here. Check this out. Dude, full team brawled. Full team just brawled it out.
Did that just say that they planted a bomb? Why does it matter if they planted a flag? They put a flag where?
No, he attacked him with a he attacked one of their players with a flag.
No,
they were trying to put it in the field.
Oh, on the Ohio State field? Yeah. Damn, wait, one of the players did?
Yeah, that's disrespectful shit, I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, did one of the players do it? Why did he choose to do that?
Because they're idiots. They're all idiots.
AKA shit again.
Is that something that's as Nick would say, unheard of? Or
it's unheard of.
Does that happen?
Not them doing the princess wave.
Seriously, not them waving away. That's even more disrespectful if you ask me. That's
Doesn't
crazy.
Ohio and Michigan have a big ass rivalry.
Oh, they're bitter rivals.
So that's
dude.
Why they did that.
Was it over a dam or a canal or something?
Some shit like that. Some stupid shit like that. I also had a funny thought the other day. My brother and I were just like talking about dog names. We've already named our dog, but we were talking about dog names. And he said, if you ever got another dog, you'd name her Helen. And the reason he did that is because he'd be able to, every time she drank water, he'd be able to be like, water, Helen, water.
Okay, I...
And it got me thinking, dudes will do anything for a joke. They will make lifelong decisions for a singular joke.
But no, why is, what is Helen Water?
The Helen miracle Keller. Worker, Helen Keller.
The first thing that like Annie Sue Vellin like taught her
was water.
Tactile sign language was water.
Wait, who is Helen Keller? I've heard her name for like 1,000 years. I don't know who Helen Keller is.
And not from that Metro Station single either.
People say Helen Keller all the time and I don't know who it is.
Helen Keller was extraordinary. She was basically a woman that she rose to fame because she was born deaf, dumb, and
a mute.
Mute. And so she was robbed of her senses due to the scarlet fever back in like the 1800s. And she went on to, you know, to really change the game for blind people, going to an institute. She traveled all over the country and all over the world. Annie Sue Vellin, there's a thing called tactile sign language. They teach it to like chimps and apes to communicate. So tactile sign language is sign language, but where if the person is blind and mute, where you spell the letters out in their hand, and that's how you communicate. And so at one point, what was happening was, is Helen's family, like they took her to different institutions, but Annie Sue Vellin, who was partially blind but also knew sign language, was her mentor and her teacher. And so they traveled the world together, and she ended up going on to do things with like blind and deaf soldiers for World War II. She was responsible for bringing the Nikita dog over to the Americas from Japan. She learned to ride horses. She wrote like her pretty much basically before she died, she had the chance to write her own autobiography. So she was an extraordinary woman. I mean, to be robbed of your senses at such a young age and to be able to do all it's like, it's incredible.
It's really crazy.
Let's listen to the thing here.
She sees nothing. She does not hear the rustling of the curtains behind her. She hears nothing. She is deaf, deaf and blind. But if you enter a room, she will know it. Your lightest footfall will tell her you are coming. She'll even tell her who you are, if she knows you, as she knows her old friend, Polly Thompson. Polly has been...
That's pretty wild.
Wow. So you can just put your hand in someone else's hand and... wiggle it around and they know what you're saying.
Well, so like how you do like different like sign language and different terms like that, you're doing it in the palm of their hand. So they understand. So like if you do it enough and teach them like certain shapes or certain movements represent certain letters, and that's how they know how to like receive like what you're telling them. And that's how they know how to respond back.
I wonder if she was like getting down and dirty, you know, and like
oh my god,
like how would you express? Oh shit! Oh wait, well no, I can't get demonetized for that, right?
That's really bad. That's
really bad. Well, no, think of it if the guy was sorry. Walking in. What would he have to? He would have to like there's pound her hand like I'm gonna fuck you so hard.
There's a special place in hell. He would take her hand
and like wrap his like finger. Kaz, I'm so
my sorry. Lord,
he would wrap his hand around her finger.
Wow,
no, I'm with him. I'm used to this. Like this is nothing new.
We've known each other for like 8 years.
What's the sign language for send nudes? Holy shit, you know it? Oh, you're spelling it out.
I was getting to spell it out for you guys, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Send nudes.
Are y'all going to start going to bars now and start doing that now?
I think we might. We might have to. We might get, like, reported or something.
Wait, go to a bar and say send nudes in sign language? I think that's sexual harassment.
That definitely is.
I wouldn't do it. Because, like the one girl who, like, works with, like, deaf and blind kids is going to be like... That guy.
I have a friend who's mute. You want to hear a funny story?
Oh shit.
So this little asshole, shout out to Lucius. So he We were in choir, and he was doing like the piano playing.
Wait,
the drums.
I was just about to say, wait a minute. A mute person was in choir.
Hold on. It gets better. So this is to the part where we were like rehearsing, getting ready for a concert. And so we were practicing with the actual live instruments. So why is it for the solo audition? He writes his name down to audition for the solo. And so he gets up there, and the choir teacher was like,
What's going on?
She's like, I don't know what to say. I can't tell him no, but like, you know, he's lacking the one thing that
you need to do a solo.
And so what he did was is he signed it as a joke. And here's the thing about Lucius. Here's the thing. Lucius is an asshole that likes to make people like uncomfortable about him being mute. Oh, but don't feel bad for him because listen, when I tell you the man pulls more women than Hugh Hefner in his prime, it is ridiculous. And so like everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's mute. I feel so bad. No, don't. Okay. He pulls a lot of pranks on people. That man took 3 to 4 dates to formal every year with different sororities and was going home with all 4 of them. Like, please do not feel bad for this man. But it was just funny that like he auditioned for the solo and he signed it, but he did it in such like an asinine yet funny way. The teacher just couldn't help but laugh, but yeah.
Everybody's just like,
this one girl was just like, oh my gosh, is he ever gonna find someone? Because he's, it was like,
he that found plenty. He found plenty.
And that's what I'm just like, no, y'all don't understand. Like, they flock to him and he uses it to his advantage because he know girls are just like, oh my gosh, come here.
Oh my God, he's mute. That's so cute.
How do you make the first move though?
Because here's this thing though, because what he likes to do.
Do you just grab her by the pussy like Trump?
No!
Okay, I'll stop.
No, so here's the thing. Though. So you want to know what he really does to pull them in?
I know. I'm sorry.
You want to know what he really likes to do, though? If he finds a girl that he's really attracted to, he butters them up with the thing. If I had a voice, I'd tell you how beautiful you are. And they melt right in his hand every time.
Wait, he says that or signs that?
He signs it. And so like one of us, like one of his interpreters, like me or his brother will tell him. And they go, oh my gosh, that's so nice. And like they're just like, oh my gosh, you're so adorable. I want to be home with you. Like he has game. And it's just so funny that people are just like, I don't know. Like, oh, he also...
Would it be wrong?
He also shames the plus size people in Walmart.
Oh, in Walmart.
More so, unfortunately, ladies. So you know the sign for elephant.
Oh my God!
So they'll do that when they walk past in Walmart. He's so like, I'm telling you, he's an asshole.
Damn.
Actually, that's kind of funny. I ain't gonna lie.
Or he'll call me like he'll text on like his iPhone, but sometimes like I forget. So he'll purposely call me and I'll say hello and then he'll hang up and be like, I'm deaf, you dumbass. He's horrible.
Damn.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Okay, Nick, I think we should test this out. We go out one night, you act like you're mute, and then you'll just be like, and then I'll be like, oh shit,
but that's going to have to be an awkward conversation I have with her the next morning when I wake up and totally forget. And I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up, baby? Yeah. And she's like, what the fuck? I retained none of that. None of it.
I don't know what he just said.
I couldn't do it.
Do you know what he just said?
You were talking about like the morning after.
Oh, damn.
So well, yeah, I did. I have no idea how to sign. I know this. It's all I know.
So, yeah. So, shout out to Lucius. But just so y'all know out there, the man's asshole.
Man's asshole.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's a question, though. Would you get with a girl that was mute or deaf?
I would. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but think usually girls are vocal when you get them to their, thing. And with a mute girl, like how would you know?
you just
so here,
you don't have to sign the whole time.
No, so here's the thing with like a lot of mute people can actually speak. Yeah. It's just that because they cannot hear, they don't know how to properly pronounce and enunciate speech.
You know what?
So it's easier for them to sign.
I have met someone
like
that.
Actually like physically mute, like he cannot make a sound. But wow. a lot of deaf people, it's more so with them not being able to hear versus them like not being able to speak.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because like when they do make sounds or noise or when they do try to speak, it's almost like it could be slurred or it.
Well, yeah, because they can't hear if they're saying it right.
Like the sounding of like words that are consonants that end in consonants, like a TH, like a th or a th, like they can't. Because they can't hear how they sound pronouncing it, it might sound like awkward to us. So a lot of the times it's just easier for them to be understood through sign language.
I see.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, my grandfather had a stroke because he was a hardcore drinker. And he had 4 strokes actually and survived all of them except for the heart attack. But the way that he spoke was he wouldn't learn sign language. So there was like a board and it had letters on it. And he would point to each letter and then you could like know what he was saying halfway through. And I remember I went to visit him. I wasn't very close with him, but my dad took me over there one time and I'm standing there next to him. And the first thing that he fucking points out to me, it goes G I R. And I'm like, girls, I'm like, I'm 14, dude.
Seeing any ladies, I'm 14.
Yeah. But no, I had a girlfriend at the time.
I just saw my first one on the internet.
But I looked at them. I totally lied to him, though. I was like, oh, yeah, a bunch of them.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. We got a special guest here today. What's up, dude?
We got like 10 minutes left.
Something like that. What's up, dude?
Are we at 50 minutes?
Yeah, we're 50 minutes right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How we doing?
We have to cut like
10 minutes. No, we don't have to cut 10. We have to cut like 5. Yeah. We'll cut this. Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Thanks, buddy.
That was weird. I didn't know he was coming.
I actually went into like fight or flight for a second.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. I was just wondering. I didn't know he was coming.
Oh, he can play Xanth.
No. Well,
are we not doing D&D anymore?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
But now we have 2. Oh no.
Right. He can play Tony's and he can play Xanth. I mean,
that might be fun.
Yeah, it might be fun. Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Wait, is he overly zealous? Like, is he a villain?
No, he's like very religious.
Yeah.
He can't do bad shit.
Very religiously overzealous.
Or you can play the centaur.
This might be interesting. No, I don't like centaurs. Their history's grimy.
How's it grimy?
Without saying what... I guess what was said on like the last episode, the way that centaurs used to treat women,
women or like women?
No, women, with 2 legs. If you remember the scene, in Hercules where Meg is running from the centaur,
Hercules.
They obviously made it very child friendly, but yeah.
Oh yeah. He was fucking with her. Hades sent that thing to fuck with her.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of.
But of course, they're not showing that in the Disney version.
But is that what centaurs actually did?
Yes.
They do that.
That's what happens. If you remember in the Harry Potter scene where they run off with Dolores Umbridge in the woods, that's what they end up doing to her.
How would they get them in like? How would they get her in like a position to do that though?
There was like 50 of them.
Yeah, but their arms are all the way up here and everything else is down there.
They're strong.
How would a centaur
have sex with a regular? They're strong as hell.
What? How, if their arms are up here.
Having sex with them?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that not what we're talking about? Centaurs and is that not what you said?
No, but that's what I was getting at. Like when you told me like you could be the centaur, it's like.
We were just alluding.
Oh, okay. Well,
you were in rare form today.
I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm all about it. I got one more question for the end of this, I guess.
Can we play the Azota thing real quick? Because I wanted Nick to see this.
What do we got? Because you know I love Zelda. I'm a slut for Zelda. Oh, like this AI. Yeah, it's one of those AI things. See, this is sick. That's sick. Okay. That's my nightmare.
It's giving Labyrinth.
Vibes. Yes. Yep. Saria. Hell yeah. Ganondorf. That looks sick.
Ganondorf.
The Deku Tree.
This could be a dope beat, though.
It could. Shit. Well, I have one more question, like, that I just thought was funny the other day. So in, like, the world of Star Wars, do you think they have, like, box cutters that are, like, lightsabers? You know what I mean? Like, do you think they just have, like, cheese knives that are, like, lightsabers?
It's because the crystals are so rare and they have to bond to the person. Like, the crystal chooses.
But, like, in a universe that it wasn't rare, like, do you think they would just, like, make box cutters?
They probably have some kind of plasma torches.
Yeah, they have it.
Oh, do they?
Speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, 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 they do have that.
I'm going to the Empire Strips back show.
Oh, shit.
Front I row. Heard about that.
You're going?
Yeah. Wait, dude, do you want to go? Yeah.
When? Do you already have your ticket?
I don't know when it is.
Okay, because me and a friend of mine, it's his Christmas present from me. We're sitting in the Emperor's suite. So, look.
How much are tickets?
Yes, you can. Well, for me and him together, it was like $200 for two people.
So it's $100 a person to watch a bunch of people strip.
Oh, dude!
I mean, you can spend more than that at a strip club. It's fine.
Okay, but listen, but don't go to the one down in Kentucky, down in like Covington or whatever.
Huh?
I don't know though. But listen,
the brass ass. Yeah, dude, that place is.
I will show you a video when we get out of here. So a coworker of mine went right. Why was the lineup? He was reading the lineup of like all the stripper names. It damn near sounded like we were just about to go watch the Avengers.
I love it. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I've been to the Brass Ass once. I've been to Cheeks. Cheeks is okay. It's not bad. It's not bad. No, it's
called Cheeks.
It's next to the Yellow Rose.
It is called Cheeks.
But and then there
is called Cheeks.
There's a place called Diamonds up in Dayton too.
There's Diamonds.
And Diamonds is weird because all of the lights are so bright. Like they're like everything is lit up. Like there is no like darkness or like it's bright.
I've been to Diamonds. I've been to. Did I guys tell you about the Vampire Strip Club?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I don't like going to the strip club, and I
don't either.
I'll say that because I don't like the idea of paying for like sexual pleasure.
Same.
It's just something that bothers me.
I've never been, but I'll go to a
club. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, look at those tickets. I'll get with you about them ticket prices after this.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
My parents went to, my parents are very Catholic. Mm-hmm. And they, when they were down in Key West, they didn't know, but they went to like a trans
show. Wait, trans like or a drag show?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you're good. It's a drag show? Yes. Did they have fun? That's awesome.
Yeah, they're conservative.
By the way, I just also wanted to say, like, I have mad respect for you, like, in the current climate that we're in, of you, like, always announcing and always, like, talking about, like, your faith and everything. I just have, like, mad respect because I know, like, in this current day and age, it's not easy.
It isn't.
I think it's also not easy to come out as trans either. So
no.
Facts. Well, all right. I think that's going to do us out here tonight.
Our next guest is going to be trans. We're going to make up for it.
Okay. All right. I guess that's...
Thank you for having me. I always love
absolutely.
Coming back here.
Taz, we'd love having you on.
Does the audience like me?
Clearly.
Okay.
Your videos get more views than the other ones.
I feel so special.
I'd say that's clearly... People gonna like this one.
Oh, this one's fucking... It's my fault. I'm sorry.
I will say in the future, can we... One time when I come on, can we do like a true crime episode?
We could totally
do that. Yeah, we do that every once in a while.
Because I know you guys started doing it at first, especially because his commentary on certain stuff to the backstory.
Oh, it was so funny. It was great. It was fantastic.
Oh, God.
Episodes like 1 through 4 or 5 are like that.
I did. I listened to them and I was like, Drew, what are you like? How are you tying this into something that relates to something you did years ago?
Because I've never like killed someone, but
so speaking of heads in the attic, so one time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
I mean, like,
speaking
like,
of heads that I cut off in the attic.
No, I've never like committed some kind of crazy crime that could relate me to like a serial killer. But I think like the way that they think, I can be like, oh, you know, I've been there.
I can see that.
We might have to cut that one. That one we actually might have to cut.
That's three we have to cut. There's no fucking way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you all so much for watching.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Taz, thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Always, I will come back as long as you guys invite me.
Absolutely. So we're going to put links to Spotify in the description below. Check that out and be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify. Yeah, we got Spotify going on. We're about to be on Apple Podcasts, Patreon coming soon. Please check out some of the other episodes. We've had Taz on here twice. Check out his other episodes. They're fantastic as well. And we will see you all on the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.